in the publishing business. Four words from two titles add up to huge profits. The words are Harry Potter and Left Behind. Harry Potter is a series about a boy wizard. Left Behind is a series of Christian books about the apocalypse. Wizardry and the Christian faith may seem like opposites, but as Day to Day's Madeline Brand tells us, the book series do share some things.
Stephen Waldman is a Slate contributor and editor of the religion website BeliefNet. He says one obvious similarity is how the books deal with epic struggles of good versus evil. In the case of Harry Potter, the fight against the returning dark wizard Voldemort. In Left Behind, the return of the Antichrist. But, says Waldman, fans of the two series have generally been suspicious of each other.
A lot of Christians who like Left Behind believe that Harry Potter is anti-Christian. And a lot of the intelligentsia who like Harry Potter think the Left Behind series is wacko.
And yet you say they share more similarities than they do differences?
In both cases, a part of the plot is that the good guys just aren't believed. In Harry's case, the classmates don't believe that Voldemort is back. In the case of Left Behind, the non-Christians don't believe that the Antichrist is back. But there's a lot of other ones, like in each case, there are marks on the forehead of the good guys that protect them from wickedness. In each case, the bad guys, the evil one, can't stand on his own two feet and has to occupy the shell of another body in order to fight. And my favorite similarity, though I have to admit it's not terribly important, is that even in the times of apocalypse and Manichaean struggles, you always have time for romance and for the peculiarities of dating etiquette.
Of course.
They have that in common. I mean, if you've read Harry Potter, one of the most infuriating part is that Harry is trying to basically keep Voldemort from having genocide and ethnic cleansing, and he has to deal with his erstwhile girlfriend, Cho Chang, who is annoyed with him for being distracted. We should all have such distractions. In the case of Left Behind, it's even a bigger challenge, which is, you know, the etiquette of courtship on the eve of the apocalypse. In one case, a character is giving a massage to another when she says, "You're tense." And he says, "Aren't you?" And she says, "Relax, love. Messiah is coming."
Oh.
And the other ones, one of the characters is the mistress of the Antichrist, and she gets pregnant, which creates just a mind-blowing dilemma for you if you're a Christian, which is it okay to have an abortion if the father is the devil?
And the answer
in this case,
is?
No. The answer is you cannot.
These themes seem to be irresistible, and they do come from the Bible originally, right? I mean, these sort of Manichaean themes and of good and evil, of vanquishing the Antichrist no matter what form he or she turns up in.
Yeah, I think it certainly goes back to the Bible, if not earlier than that. And perhaps there's something about the times that we're living in now that have made these kinds of conflicts that much more appealing to people. It's interesting that there are some also obvious differences. And the most important one is maybe not all that obvious, which is that in the case of Left Behind, it's a very fatalistic view. If you put it in theological terms, it's not that Left Behind is Christian and Harry Potter is pagan, as it's been charged. It's almost that Left Behind is Protestant and Harry Potter is Catholic. And by that, what I mean is that Left Behind is all about having faith in Jesus. Almost nothing else matters. That's all that's going to decide what your fate is. Whereas Harry Potter, you can do good works. You can make choices in order to improve your life.
And everyone likes a good yarn about good battling evil with a few heaving bosoms thrown in, right?
And lots of magical special effects. You don't have to worry about physics in either case when you're dealing with God, Satan, or wizards.
Stephen Waldman is the editor of BeliefNet.com, and you'll find his article on Harry Potter and Left Behind at Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.